And now for your radio news update. I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson. New submarine in the fleet. The Navy has officially commissioned the submarine USS Massachusetts in a traditional ceremony at Boston Harbor, culminating a years-long process to bring the ship into service. It is the fifth Navy vessel named after the Commonwealth. The most recent predecessor, the battleship USS Massachusetts, was a highly decorated vessel. Petty Officer Crichton Van Diesel talks about the importance of this event.
Navy Commander Michael Seedsma, the Massachusetts commanding officer, addresses the crew, the Iron Patriots, praising their hard work and dedication. The ship's sponsor, Shirley Sandsberg, gave the traditional order to man the ship and bring it to life, after which the crew ceremonially ran aboard. In her remarks, Sandberg spoke about the Navy's enduring legacy, noting that the Navy celebrated its 250th anniversary last October. Months ahead of the nation's own 250th anniversary, she emphasized the idea that the country existed because the Navy existed first, highlighting the Sea Service's fundamental role in the nation's history and security. The ceremony included the hoisting of the ship's colors and the commissioning pennant. This formal act marked the official transfer of the submarine from the shipbuilder to the Navy, placing it in active service. From this moment forward, the USS Massachusetts is a fully operational warship, ready to carry out its missions. The Massachusetts is the 12th Virginia-class submarine and was christened at the Newport News Shipbuilding Yard in Virginia. As it joins the fleet, it brings significant warfaring capabilities. These submarines are 7,800 tons, 377 feet in length, and have a beam of 34 feet. Each is designed with a reactor plant that does not require refueling during the planned life of the ship. For more information, visit war.gov. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Crichton Van Diesel.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson.